Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Enzymes, do they sound like sci-fi creatures? Actually, they are the lifeblood of your food and thus you. Unfortunately, most foods consumed by American families today are enzymatically dead. Both everyone's gut and thus their health pays a very expensive price for these food decisions. Carolina, let's start by explaining what enzymes are.
Sure. I remember I learned about enzymes back in college studying nutrition, and it was just so interesting to me. It's definitely something that I've continued to learn more and more about. But basically, enzymes are composed of amino acids, okay? Those are the building blocks of protein, and they're also the building blocks of enzymes. But I like to think of enzymes, they're there to make things happen, okay? They catalyze functions that would normally not occur in a physiological temperature. So our body is usually supposed to be at the same temperature, 98.7 Fahrenheit, and there's a lot of functions in our body that just wouldn't happen unless there is an enzyme there to catalyze that reaction. You would have to heat up the body or cool the body too much for it to happen. So enzymes are basically vital to your life. And some people, I've heard this before, and I thought it was really true. They make the magic happen. You know, when you don't know how A gets to B, a lot of the times there's an enzyme in the middle to make it happen. And, they're crucial, they're important, and they don't work alone either. So it's very important to have everything in place to make sure that your enzymes are working correctly.
Well, how many kinds of enzymes are there? Are they all the same or are they different? Just give us a little quickie on that.
Sure. So without getting too scientific or too crazy here, there's three basic categories of enzymes. There's your digestive enzymes, your metabolic enzymes, and your food-based enzymes. So digestive enzymes, just like the name says, it's what breaks down your food so that it can be absorbed and used by the cells in your body, okay? So these are the enzymes that are already in your body. The metabolic enzymes are also in your body. They are more specifically inside your cells. They help carry out many different functions for reproduction, replenishment, carrying oxygen, all those different things. Mostly your pancreas is going to produce your digestive and your metabolic enzymes majorly. Then there's a third kind, which is the food enzymes, food-based enzymes. And those are enzymes that you get from foods that you consume, from raw foods particularly, okay? So they directly help you with your digestive process. So the more raw foods you eat, the lower the burden will be on your body to produce enzyme that it needs, not just for digestion, but practically for everything that goes on in your body. So if your body uses enzymes for digestion, if you eat foods with raw foods that have enzymes, they'll help with the digestive process as well. So those are the three primary ones. And I think there is about like 300 or so enzymes that we know of. 3,000 different enzymes that have been identified, but many scientists and people who study in the human body department, they are really thinking that there's up to over 50,000 different enzymes that we have yet to discover. But right now we know of 3,000 specifically. Yeah, that's just for you to have an idea how powerful they are and how we need
amazing.
Them.
Our body is amazing. So yeah. All these little enzymes are in our body. Some are innately there and produced by our pancreas, but we have to eat them as well. And I had started off by saying that we're eating way too many foods that are enzymatically dead. In other words, they're not living foods. They're what I would call dead foods. So give us an example of what that would be.
Yeah, basically any food that has been heated or chemically altered or processed, it will do something to the enzymes that were there, which is called denature them, okay? It basically takes an enzyme and it breaks it so it's no longer able to do its job. The building blocks may still be there, but they won't be able to catalyze or do any function that they normally would. So they become pointless, pretty much. So you're talking about...
That means that we won't digest our food, so we can eat them, but they won't break down and be used properly by our bodies to nourish our bodies. Is that right?
Well, what it means is that you won't be helping the digestive process in your body at all. Remember, we still have those digestive enzymes in our body innately that are being produced by the pancreas. But the foods that you eat, when they're raw and they have those live enzymes, they're going to help in that digestive process. Now, let me put that into perspective to you and tell you why that is so important. And the reason for that is because, you know, we just talked about having the enzymes in your body. But guess what? We don't always have them. By the time you reach 20 years old, you start to decline in the production of enzymes, including digestive enzymes. Oh, yeah. Wow. So every 10 years, your body's production of enzymes decreases by about 13%. So that means by the time you hit 40, you're producing 25% lower than it was when you were a kid. By the time you're 70, you could produce maybe just one third of the enzymes you need.
Oh, so that hurts. What that means, really hurts.
Okay. I know. So the older you get, the more you need to eat raw foods, which, Ellen, think about it. Doesn't that make so much sense? Because kids have no teeth, so yeah, you have to cook their food. And that's okay because they have more enzymes. But as we age and we get teeth, we should be able to eat more raw foods, right? So
yeah,
you don't need to cook everything.
Well, then, you know what happens as people get older, they say, oh, I have this digestive problem. So they stop eating raw foods and they start eating soft foods. So we got this backwards. Holy smokes. That's serious stuff. Yeah. So,
and it's all about lessening the burden in your body. Like we said, you may still digest the food, but the problem is it's going to be such a burden to your body. And as you age, you may be digesting, but not 100%, or not being able to efficiently use every nutrient in your food. So you're paying a heck of a lot of money for those organic blueberries, for example, okay? But then you cook them and you lost their enzymes, their live enzymes. So then you put it in your mouth and you chew, and you're really only relying on your body digestive enzymes to use all those nutrients, and you may lose some. So much better to eat them raw.
So there goes the blueberry pie. Thanks a bunch. All right. So here's the question. What temperature is, do you have a cutoff point for a temperature? If you warm something, do you kill the enzymes, or does it have to boil it to kill it?
That's a really good question, but really, I think any sort of heat will compromise. I don't have the specific temperature, but I think the second you heat it, it will be, I think, okay, this going back to food science, please double check me on this, but I remember correctly that 116 degrees Fahrenheit basically makes every protein break down. So I'm guessing that's when it renders all your enzymes pretty much dead, inactive. So 116 degrees Fahrenheit, double check me on that fact, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Well, then microwaves are a big fat no for another reason.
Yep.
They're killing the food. It drives me crazy. People put food in the microwave to heat up for their baby food. They heat up their everything food, and they give it to their families. I'm like, what are you feeding your families? I mean, it's altered, seriously altered.
Yeah.
And here's one example of the enzymes are just destroyed. That's not all that's destroyed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I want to finish in a good note, Ellen. Like we talked about, if you want to boost the enzymes levels in your body naturally to kind of help with that aging process, increasing your intake of raw foods is an obvious one we just talked about. Chew your food. I cannot say that enough. Chew your food. Chew 20 times before you swallow. That's what helps the digestive enzymes that start in your mouth, the saliva, help breaking it down to get to the enzymes in the food. Raw foods need to be chewed. Last one, avoid chewing gum. Every time you chew gum, your body thinks it's going to eat something, and it starts wasting all that precious resource of enzymes that we talked about that we use up, and then they're gone. So make sure you do all those three things to increase them. To learn more, check us out on kidcritics.org and listen to us on Radio MD. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.